Happy to hop on the telephone line and welcome in one of our favorite people to talk to on the program, because he's also one of the funniest and nicest people around. You know his work from Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. Hopefully you've seen his wonderful stand-up special, People Pleaser. He is an Emmy winner, and he's coming to Maine this weekend for shows in Bar Harbor at Improv Acadia. Josh Gondelman joins us. Hello there, Josh.
Hey, thanks so much for having me back. So great to talk with you.
Great to have you with us, and excited to see that you're coming our way back out on the road. How has that been going?
I'm really excited. I've dabbled a little bit this year. I've done a weekend here and a weekend there at Comedy Club, and I'm hitting it pretty hard this fall, which I'm really excited about. I have a lot of new jokes, and I'm excited to share them. And also, in many places, nobody's heard of me, so even the old jokes are new to the audience.
Well, I can't believe they haven't heard of you, even in Bar Harbor. Have you been to coastal Maine before?
No, this is my first time. I've performed in Portland a few times years ago, and it's my first time back in Maine in a long time. I've been like very sequestered in Brooklyn throughout a lot of the pandemic, and so like just even the idea of Maine, I'm like, oh, I'll get to see the stars in the sky. Like, I feel like I'm like in Rent, where they're like, we're gonna move to Santa Fe, get out of New York City.
Well, you will see some stars down there. There's no question about that. Shows, by the way, are Saturday night and Sunday night at Improv Acadia in Bar Harbor. Only $30 for tickets. You can order them online. Now, you're also running in some interesting circles these days, Josh, including being part of a Boston Symphony production at Tanglewood.
Yes, it was really amazing. It's this WBUR show called Circle Round, and it's a family-friendly storytelling podcast. And I got my friend Faith Saley from Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me recommended that I be a part of it. And I got to voice act in this live performance at Tanglewood with a quartet of Boston Symphony Orchestra members scoring the whole thing. And it was really a thrill. I mean, they were amazing. We rehearsed with them once and they were just like, we got it. And then they were incredible, truly a joy. And those podcasts, all three podcast episodes that I'm a part of are out now. It's called Circle Around again.
Well, we were so sad to hear about the demise of Desus and Marrow. Part of that show is the head writer and a wonderful show, but everybody decides they're going different directions in their career. And we were sad to see it end, but happy we had it for as long as we did.
Thank you. That's how I feel too. You know, I'm really going to miss getting to work with our team. And I really am proud of the work we did on the show. And I think, you know, it's going to, hopefully people will continue to find it online. And, you know, there's so many clips on YouTube, and watch the old episodes and enjoy that. And I can't wait to see what all the brilliant people that I worked with do next. I'm like, truly so, I'm sad to lose them as colleagues, but like excited to cross paths again. And just like, as a fan of Desus and Marrow, and then the writers and, you know, the directors we worked with and the producers, it's such a great team, and whoever gets to work with them individually next, it's really lucky.
I have to assume, given your success, multiple Emmy Award winner, two of the most successful comedy shows in recent years with Desus and Marrow, and Last Week Tonight with John Oliver, producers must be beating a path to your door in Brooklyn.
I've gotten some calls, which is really nice. And I'm like kind of in a position for the first time, maybe ever. I was going to say in a long time, but a long time ago, this certainly wasn't true. I can like pick and choose a little bit. So I've been, you know, talking to people that I really respect and admire who have new projects. And I've been so grateful that some people I really love have like reached out and said like, hey, would you want to work on this with me? And it's just kind of seeing like, what is the best fit now? And I've kind of honestly been dragging my feet on like taking a new job, because I'm so excited to be doing so much stand up lately and the next few months, that I'm like, in January we'll see you on the
We're talking with Josh Gondelman on Downtown. Well, I hope people are still finding People Pleaser online. All of us here in studio have watched it more than once. We just love it. It's such a terrific special.
I really appreciate that. And it's about to, I believe, next week, and they probably don't like me saying this in advance, but I believe next week the paywall goes away. So I think like starting next week, anyone can watch it for free on YouTube. maybe late next week. But that is, I'm like really excited because people have been so nice about it, and I'm really proud of the special and the way it came out, the way it looks, the material, and so I'm really like I hope that this gives it even another life of people who might have gone like, oh, you know, I don't know if I am a fan enough to spend $5 on YouTube, but like I'll watch it for free. I'll give it a shot. So I'm hoping that there are people who will become fans after making the low investment of just their time.
It was worth every penny I spent. I would spend more than that. I love the piece you did in Slate about your vacation in the metaverse.
Yeah, I've had this time with the show ending. So my friend John, I was thinking about the metaverse. I just like tweeting derisively about, you know, Mark Zuckerberg's Horizon Worlds app. And my friend John Fisher, who I went to college with, who is an editor at Slate, was like, do you want to write more about this? So I tried to go on a little vacation in the metaverse and relax and see the sights, because there was that picture of Mark Zuckerberg in front of a fake Eiffel Tower, little polygon Eiffel Tower looking like a video game from 1998. And so I was like, I'll give that a shot. And it was deeply unpleasant. I remain, as I said in the piece, fairly metaverse averse at this point.
So does that mean you're putting the Oculus back where you found it?
Yeah, back on the shelf to regather dust. And I'm not anti-video games. Like, I think a lot of people, you know, some people had said to me, you know, there's a lot of cool VR video games. And it's like, if you want to have fun with that, that's great. But this is not an alternate reality. You know, it's not a whole new universe. It's just, it's motion sickness plus The Sims.
Which is not really a place I want to live, let alone vacation in.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll be keeping busy hearing you on Wait, Don't Tell Me, which is awesome. Is it as much fun as you all seem to be having?
It's truly so much fun. Like, I don't juice how good a time I'm having. The last one that I did was in Chicago, and I was working with, it was Tom Papa guest hosting, because Peter had some COVID exposure. And so we sadly missed Peter, but Tom was such a great guest host. And the panel was, it was me, Cristela Alonso, who I love and have known for years, and Matt Rogers, who I love and have known for years. And it was just like, they do such a wonderful job, the staff of that show and the writers and producers, to really tee you up for success. All you have to do is have fun and be funny. And it's like such a dream to just get to sit there and riff with people that you think are really funny and wonderful. And like, I just am so thrilled whenever I get to do it. I think I'll be on at least one more before the end of the year, maybe a couple. And I like can't wait. I look forward to the tapings. And it's like everyone that I've worked with on that has been really a joy. I was kind of worried when I started, because it's such an institution, such a legendary show, that people would kind of be territorial, but everyone I've worked with has been such a generous performer and like just such a generous person offstage in terms of like advice and just like sharing experiences and being pleasant, you know, pleasant and fun to hang out with when we're all on the road. It's like such a great experience. I feel very lucky to have been brought into that world.
Now, Paula Poundstone will be back on with us on Monday, so I'm going to ask her to evaluate your skills on the show.
I've worked with Paula a couple times, and she's amazing. She's so brilliant and so like endlessly generative of ideas, which like I feel like I tap out so much faster, and she's like, nope, I'm still getting another 10 perfect jokes on this. And she's so imaginative. It's really cool, because I've been a fan of hers for years, and to get to work with her and like sit on stage and kind of watch her technique and just laugh, you know, because I think a lot of times when you're working on a comedy, you do the laughing before the taping, you know, like when I worked for Last Week Tonight, we would laugh a lot in the writer's room, but by the time it got on, you know, for the taping, we knew what John was going to say. So there was no element of surprise. But at Wait, you don't know what the other panelists are going to say. So it's really like a surprise and a delight every time.
All right, it's imperative every time you visit, I have to check up and see how Busy is doing.
She's doing well. My wife is a little under the weather and so busy, and I've been tending to her, and we've given Maris the bedroom to sleep peacefully without a little dog rumbling around. And she and I have been, I'm in right now in our little home office, and we have a futon. And so Busy and I have been futon buddies the last couple of nights.
Well, that's it. We hope Maris gets better soon.
Thank you. Yeah, me too.
Safe journeys to Maine this weekend. Josh at Improv Acadia, Saturday and Sunday. You can secure tickets by going online to improvacadia.com. Josh, as always, great to visit with you. Hope you have a wonderful time here in Maine.
Thank you so much. I'm very excited to be up there, and I hope some folks come out. I think it'll be a really good time. I'm really psyched about this new stand-up that I've been working on.
That's fantastic. Thanks for being with us, Josh.
Thank you. Have a good one.
That's Josh Gottleman on Downtown.